107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. That is New York City's Columbia University, where dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have now occupied an academic building on campus. Journalism student Anna Oakes recording those protests.
The most impressive protest is at Cal Poly Humboldt. For the last week, students have occupied a campus building that houses the school president's office. At Columbia University in New York, the school is now suspending students who refuse to abide by yesterday's deadline to vacate an encampment.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Two people in custody in Charlotte, North Carolina, after eight members of a federal and state fugitive task force were shot trying to arrest an individual. Four officers were killed, as was the person they were trying to arrest. Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes today here in New York City. This is ABC News. The Oregon Lottery presented the winners of last month's 10-figure Powerball jackpot.
Charlie, can you point out?
Charlie Siphon says God answered his many prayers. Charlie, along with his wife and their friend Liza in Milwaukee, are winners of the $1.3 billion. He's battling cancer and had his latest round of chemotherapy last week. He had his own numbers, but the ticket that won was a quick pick.
It's not the one I put myself, quick pick. So God pick for me.
He says he chose a lump sum, which is $621 million. Alex Stone, EDC News.
From the stupid human tricks file, a man is facing charges after kicking a bison in the leg in Yellowstone National Park. Park rangers aren't providing details, but the man was then injured by one of the beasts. Yes, alcohol was involved, and charged with being under the influence, disorderly conduct, and approaching and disturbing wildlife. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up at Pulaski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tom Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. The barrel rolling on the idea in the first place.
Hello,
the
Wisconsin polka boosters. West winds around 10 miles per hour.
Graders,
partly cloudy and warmer
museum.
Tuesday with a high of 71.
It's
Tuesday
cold.
Night
it's
showers
food.
Likely
it's
by late
beer.
Evening
you know,
with
heritage.
A thunderstorm possible.
Heritage
a
back
low
to
of 51.
The
Wednesday partly cloudy and pleasant
with
showers and thunderstorms likely late at night. A high of 73. Thursday mainly cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 70. Friday mostly cloudy and cooler, a 40% chance of showers early with a high of 63.
I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underly says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming it's important the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Hundreds of students are in camp at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. Called Students for Justice in Palestine organized an event to protest against quote ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and student oppression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to war as well as UW Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Gary Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Young love and Saturday nights.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Cummins with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called free strike got past the catcher. Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position, but when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. times. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong. According to what I just read in the room.
NBA is do or die for the Bucks down 2-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. What's converting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
Bucks head coach, Dr. Rivers. Sports, I'm Mike Pence.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, west winds, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the lower 70s. And Tuesday nights, showers and thunderstorms across the area, currently 49 degrees.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Champions Radio Show. Trump is back in court. I feel better about that. Yeah, he's coming to Waukesha on Wednesday. Tune in. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sitting on the front porch, nothing but time. Business so bad, I'm about to go blind. Got the window busted and the door kicked in. From the last time we said never again. But this time I'm gonna see you coming. It ain't gonna be surprised. Yeah, this time I'm gonna know what hit me right between the eyes. Just the one time I wanna think it over before we speak our minds. And I know we can make it go. It's a hard and heavy, Lord, day and night. That's the way we love and that's the way we fight. We can't stay together, can't be alone. We can go for good, but we don't stay gone. And this time I'm gonna see you coming, ain't gonna be surprised. Yeah, this time I'm gonna know what it means. Right between the eyes. Just the one time I wanna think it over before we speak our minds. And I know we can make it through this time.
Climbs up on the counter, pretends to shave his chin. Reads the paper upside down, wears my glasses too. He's trying hard to be like Daddy, but if he only knew. I wanna be like him, I wanna be like him. Innocent to these crazy times we're living in. I wanna have no fear. I wanna be arriving at this desk with a big deadline to meet. The boss is on my back and the fire's at my feet. I've been cursing that old clock, 'cause this day is just too long. And he's playing with his blocks at home there with his mom. I wanna be like him, I wanna be like him. Innocent.
Broadcasting live, same live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightline with Big Drama, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Me, through a child's eyes, I want to feel no shame. I want to have no shame.
And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts like just because they taste good.
Big Drama. Like
welcome to Nightline.
How does that hit you? So we're moving Friday. Such a bad thing? We're doing breakfast for dinner, basically. Terry's here tonight.
You hear a song that they play saying you run the world.
Saturday night,
do you believe?
She's got another fantastic artist. They will feature live on to live see Claire that we will discuss. My first guest tonight will be 1735 Prevention for Dr. Lee Madison 3 weeks ago. So makes really good beer. I am not a. Are you a beer guy, Conrad?
Yeah. More than anything. Yes, definitely beer.
More than anything. You mean more than anything regarding drinks?
More than water, all right?
At least you're honest.
And somebody laughs and implies that she asked for it.
Oh, man.
So more the designer.
When
somebody talks about how it was Adam first, does that make you second best?
We're gonna do a remote Nightlife broadcasting. Everything annoys you.
She's the hands of time.
And no matter what it is, she's the just queen like, of you know kings. You can't win on that day. Everyday irritations you might encounter today. We'll
Bowl countdown.
We're proud to be local radio. What's important to you is important to us.
Thank you so much.
Country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean.
I'm not gonna sing because it's Kirk coming on. Terry's gonna have
singing sweet country music
makes me number 10. Wish of the top 10 everyday irritations you might encounter today. So if you encounter this, let me know.
Since my daddy,
the first one I
passed away,
the last person to the
memory with me.
Now, if this
in the
is in your house, I get it.
We used to play. Singing
right
sweet
the last,
country music. Breathing clean.
I'm not doing that.
Singing sweet country music.
I have the last.
Makes me wish that I was there.
But I guess I horribly miscalculated everything in my day.
Well, he'd lean back in his rocker
with
a Bible in his hand.
Yes,
and he'd talk about religion and just how to work the land. Will the circle be unbroken by and by?
Number 7, slow walk.
By and by.
Especially when you're in the bar. I'll tell you this, that is right. And this is why I feel bad for. Like, when I'm leaving
in
the store,
sky,
I live in a Korean store.
A lot of
people,
singing
they just
sweet,
love Korean
sweet music.
So it's like a double thing. So
I'm
trying to get out.
Sweet,
it's like a hot air. And my Mac password is always something different. I always just capitalize a different letter. It's like a 10-letter word, so I have to go all through all the inclinations.
It's more than living, it's living well.
You know,
now
like
might be
three.
The right time to consider the advantages of assisted living.
What's
Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community.
You know,
we are fully staffed and here to care for your loved ones with the dignity
K-Man,
and respect they deserve.
Five, six,
when
seven,
only
eight.
The highest quality of care will do, remember
Parker,
Schmidt Woodland
five.
Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stolz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
That's like right in the middle on the line.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered.
That's
located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
You can hire another $15 an hour operator.
Congratulations, seniors of Riverdale High School. Your hard work and dedication have paid off. Here's to your success. Congratulations from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Other Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, Creative Outlet, and PB Cleanup.
That's a big one. Number two, potholes. Yes. Or like when the manhole covers like 3 inches below street surface.
When you don't see him, you just go through.
Yeah.
It. Go, what was that?
Yes, terrible. I'm trying to read my phone. The person you grab the latest coffee, be looking for coffee and settling in for a good laugh. Number one, if someone doesn't clean up after their dog, so especially if you step in. Yeah. Today's edition is gonna catch your attention.
I don't think there's one on
my list.
But he doesn't like confrontation, so he just lets it happen.
So that's the list. That's the top 10. What is your pet peeve? What throws you crazy today? Or in general? Throw something off this list. Give us something original. Mine would probably be being
get the message.
There's a single white female looking for that special lover to put it in a nutshell. A one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell. She just might be your dream come true. The single white female is looking for a man.
Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit score. See, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like a credit card or a mortgage, info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. A little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money. And you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. The best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy for Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. Take good care.
News from
from the center, WRCE. Did
I lose you? You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you would like to answer tonight's question, call or text in at 855-754-8557-577 or text to the Civic Media app. And once again, here is Nightlife
this
with
sea Beach of a heartbreak.
Something about 95 degree summer days. Something about rocking out and trying to find some shade. Pour it up, take a sip, feel the fire on your lips. Lay it back and take it slow and blast that stereo. Something about singing loud to people we don't know. Stars and stripes flying high on a truck flag. Filling up this Yeti cup with the good stuff. Some glass shades, summer haze, time to waste.
Radio out to dinner with you. Yeah,
right. Paula says, I agree with being on hold, but when I finally get to talk to somebody,
it ain't nothing but a small frame house on an acre lot.
You know, that's a thing too, and it's not it even like the much people I get upset with.
Many
it's
other
like,
house
I know they're paying
the block.
Pennies to save money. So,
and it may not look like we've got all our share of the promise.
This a more difficult process than it has to be for everyone.
But at least one thing's for sure, I got it honest.
All right, so keep those text comments. Love your opinion, guys.
Roll out of the sack every morning, head on down to the mill.
I saw this.
Give them all I got for eight, cause that's the deal. If you check out my paycheck, well, you'll see that there ain't that much on it. But every single penny I pay, I got it honest. Silver spoon in his mouth.
Hey, today's National Lottery Day, too.
And I might seem like some kind of low life to that highfalutin crowd. But I'm plain spoken, straight and talking, and damn proud of what I have accomplished.
And if it wasn't for nefarious reasons,
some folks appreciate that, some don't. But I got it honest.
Hey, dude,
now when I die, may not leave my kids a fortune.
Okay, so today's Hank Azaria's 60th.
And I hope they know my life's good.
He also provides several important voices in The Simpsons. My favorite character.
Now I'll hand out the same sturdy old values to my daddy and my mama.
And I heard once during the interview,
it made me every ounce of what I am. And I got it honest.
This is the busiest drinking day of the year. Where are the designated drivers?
WRCO, 100.9 FM.
Richmond City. High and mighty. It's because you never got caught driving without pants. Don't worry about nothing.
I'm so
I have
in
a
sky.
Feeling that Mr. Burns is going to have a little
I can hear the boots and men, they don't
from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. That is New York City's Columbia University, where dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have now occupied an academic building on campus. Journalism student Anna Oakes recording those protests.
The most entrenched protest is at Cal Poly Humboldt. For the last week, students have occupied a campus building that houses the school president's office. At
Columbia University in New York, the school is now suspending students who refuse to abide by yesterday's deadline to vacate an encampment.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Two people in custody in Charlotte, North Carolina, after eight members of a federal and state fugitive task force were shot trying to arrest an individual. Four officers were killed, as was the person they were trying to arrest. Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes today here in New York City. This is ABC News.
Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with a bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. Meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the 4-8 package passed last week. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Zendaya's film Challengers aced the competition at the box office over the weekend. Unintended. A sexy R-rated drama set in the world of tennis pulled in $15 million at the domestic box office. The movie was a hit with viewers under 35, and distributors think it could stay in the top spot until The Fall Guy is released later this month. The other new release that cracked the top five and finished at number two is Unsung Hero. Unsung tells the story of a family of Christian musicians. Rounding out the top five are Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Civil War, and Abigail. Are you not a fan of three-hour movies? Well, you're not alone. According to a new study by Talker Research, the average American likes a film to be 92 minutes long. The results of the poll showed that only 15% of Americans want to sit through a movie that is 2 hours or longer. Only 2% of those polled felt a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours. It is unclear how many of them are named Scorsese. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, our low 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully learning education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, but he's a good person, I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we work together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram. Tuesday morning, join Sandy Williams and I as we take a look back to the presidency of Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on podcast.com/free.us. You can always listen to Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Talking about things like Jesus on.
Glory, glory.
all had fun. We won't. It says freeman, I'm here to tell you. There ain't nothing. No, there ain't nothing. You're cheaper than the truth.
I'm driving 10 miles an hour slower than the speed limit. Take a bad situation and make it worse by potentially creating an accident. So
you got that right.
People
the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Friday, May 17th,
maybe
and Saturday,
so
May 18th, will be great fun. The festival committee will be wrapping up the two-day event with fireworks along the beautiful Wisconsin River. Thank you, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Meister Cheese, and Muscadet Protein, and Electric Designs for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Nightlight has a new sponsor, which I'm very excited about.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber asset. Call 608-434-4413.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Madison Poet Laureate coming a month later.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. You're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral Information Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral Information Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and direction as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
They threw tea in Boston Harbor. They met at a bar.
Time
what you
again.
Do every night. You talk about this stuff. So I think it's a matter of heaven.
I can't tell her where I've been.
I often talk about politics, but I don't want to do that all the time. I want to actually listen to the
story. But the story is never ending.
Poetry, and so that's why I'm happy.
And it's lying time
help,
again.
Help you get your word out there. Well, it's great to have you, and I very well said.
And
it's funny, like, you mentioned politics, too. Even, like, everyone in my family pretty much feels the
her
same.
Tears
we still are.
At
the dinner table, like, politics is just, it just brings that out of people. Whether you have completely different views or whether you have a nuanced argument and you can't agree, there's certainly a time and a place
time
for it. And I know you're very passionate about it, but it's so cool that you're passionate about these other things, too.
And
I love the idea that the bars are talking about this stuff, not just sitting there with a shot and a beer and
I can't
and
tell
and
her where
sorrow.
I've
like,
been.
It's a great place for people to interact. How does poetry work at your new Ellis Tavern? Is it like, do they have a half hour to read? Do they read one poem?
And it's lying time again.
So I kind of thought, dude, I wasn't sure what to make of it. I'd never even been to a poetry group. And I was like, this could be a big show. It could be the typical show. But there were probably 30 folks who showed up. And the format was, Richard, he published a bunch of books. He's a well-known poet. He's the host, but he also was the guest. So every month, he's going to
as I slip into our room,
statewide poet to read
she lies
20
sleeping
to 10-minute
all
segments
along.
Of their own poetry.
Where she's
and he's going
to
allow other
sleep.
People who walk through the door to sign up.
Waiting for me to come home.
by the time the second, round started, all these poets were like reading very serious poetry. And it started getting a little bit goofy, and they started being a little bit more raunchy. And their poetry was hilarious. Again. It went from like doom and gloom, like heartbreak. Well, it's right.
I can't tell her where I've been. So let's stick with that, Kirk. You got poetry. I know you want to bring scientists in. You're bringing in like these esteemed professors.
And it's lying time again.
Is that just them being given a format to talk about or sort of give a lecture? How does that work?
So I'm ultimately going to try to delegate this to a couple of awesome guys. It's all going to be moderated, but I'm going to be doing the first couple by myself.
A tattered case, a broken handle.
Just for example.
In his dusty cellar there it lay.
Joel Rogers.
With that mind slowly fading. Many years since I saw the light of stage.
Where he thinks the world of pop.
Open the case, then it all hit me. Like
then,
a doorway back in time. It's one day
I won't
forget. Still smell the bars and the cigarettes.
Miss
the sounds of those yesterdays. Still hear his voice with that guitar. Can't turn back time, that's just the way.
Every week,
sometimes
we have
changes are so hard.
The landscape architect helps
sometimes changes are so hard.
For your broadcast, a lot of the
leathered face, razor in his hand.
He designed it.
He called on the set before he'd go.
It's like
same country music, some nights still dawn.
Every week.
Guitar's seen so many shows.
You get to talk and interact.
And now he's gone, I'll always miss him.
Like, I don't want to get
stories of the bars and old dance halls. So many songs, so many miles. And almost hear his voice with that Gibson on my wall. I miss the sound of those yesterdays. Still hear his voice with that guitar. Can't turn back time, that's just the way it is.
You know, and I love to have
sometimes changes are so hard. Sometimes changes are so hard. That guitar could only talk.
I'll be there on the 7th.
Heartache and heartbreak that hits all.
So people are listening right now.
Laughter, love, and tears.
Mingle a little bit. And do it a little bit fun.
Wish you could tell me more about those years.
So we have, so I just found out recently, a couple days ago,
those yesterdays. Still hear his voice with that guitar. Can't turn back time. Sometimes changes are so hard.
I built the same part.
Sometimes changes are so hard. Tattered case, a broken handle.
My father was a choir director at University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. So it's like I couldn't not. I had, it was like I couldn't not sing. It was just it, the genes in my family. So ultimately, my mom, honestly, said, Kirk, you can't go and make any money in this profession. You know, we're professors, and we're fairly able to hang on, you know, even at the top.
I bet your mom's pretty too. Bet you ain't trying to get over nobody, but somebody's trying to get over you. I bet you ain't afraid of nothing. And I bet that ain't really true. But you got a couple secrets you're gonna keep on holding on.
Bless you for failing, because
if I bought you a drink,
never go for anything.
Right. We can get on out of here, but everything.
Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kendall Royce in Richland County. Livia's system made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to do that tourist.
Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You think it won't run out, but it will.
Kurt. And Jameson from Pennsylvania. Coast to coast, Kurt. The 814 says that was fantastic. Beautiful voice. So,
I found
for gracing
it
our airwaves.
An old cigar box, a timeless treasure in my daddy.
That's awesome. I mean, it shows that people love you, Pete. They're tuning in from all over the place. Yeah. Not just from Green Bay. Way to go, bro.
No, yeah, it's nice to have people from all around. I mean, I've kind of lived all around, and hopefully a few people have come that way, and civic media's out there, so it is nice to have people from all over. But you've got someone that you're about to introduce me to who's one of the musicians that is performing. I believe tomorrow night,
yeah, I know
correct,
that the
rules
and the weight of the world can get inside our minds.
Be
too much sometimes, I know.
Can you hear us?
But baby, don't let the nose and the ups and the downs from the roller coaster ride beat
you
up inside.
There you go. I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Don't. But if you ever feel that way,
don't
you ever
hesitate. Nice to meet you.
Got my number, you can call on me. If you're in trouble, put the fall on me. When you're mad, you take it out on me. When it don't add up, count on me. When you look, come get high on me. Make it slow, take your time on me. Settle in, let it out, come lay on me. When it gets heavy, put the weight on me. Baby, put it on me.
All right, fantastic. Are you, tell us about your show tomorrow night at the Tap Room.
You out on the town on my dime anytime. Tell me when you're free. We can do anything and everything you want.
Yeah, that's a hike.
Oh,
good for you.
Tell us about
your fears,
any trouble. Your mind on me. When you need a shoulder, you could cry on me. Baby, you can bet your life on
me.
And put it all on me. You got my number, you can call on me.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Media app.